Joy would not have tolerated such dissent.
Okay. Now, Ray, mate, you wanted to say something.
Yes, Libby. I've put in an order for 200 public information posters on a swathe of subjects from sexual health to disability awareness to be put up around the walls of the building.
Do we need so many posters?
I think so. The damp has really spread recently.
Whoa, Joni, you're flapping around like a scuba diver left behind by the boat. What do you want to say, mate?
Just that I got a postcard from Helen in Lanzarote.
No, I do miss Helen. She didn't actually do much, but she was a part of the office, like a pot plant.
I know what it is like to miss ex-colleagues. My team at the Kestrel Family Centre...
Were they the best team in the world by any chance?
Yes, they were. And what's more, they would never have interrupted a person when she was speaking.
Μρίζιμο βας τουσμανίς, βεβισμό βας πόπιλι, γλαβε βίβα μισκουπάλι, τα κοστένας νατεράλι.
Over there. What do you think?
That is such a beautiful song, Nali.
It's good for an audition?
Oh, certainly.
Thank you, Brian. It is called the Anthem of Hate. It was sung by a brave partisans during the war. It tells of their total hatred for every part of the invader. Hatred of his hair, his eyes, his nose, his teeth, his epiglottis, his trachea, and so on and so forth down the body until we reach the toes.
It sounds familiar.
Yes, because every year we enter the Anthem of Hate into the Eurovision Song Contest. Last time as techno hip-hop fusion.
Oh, how did it go?
Terrible. Thank God for your United Kingdom, or we would always come last. So, in the absence of any volunteers, I am ordering you all to go on today's jolly to the seaside.
But with a bunch of old people? Doesn't sound very jolly to me. I, for one, don't want to spend the day stuck with a coach full of smelly old coffin dodgers.
I'm not very good with coaches, or any form of transport for that matter.
Look, it's not open for debate, guys, all right? This is the first time elderly residents from Sparrowhawk and Kestrel Estates will be taking their annual jolly together, and I need all hands on deck.
You are taking them on the same coach?
Well, why shouldn't they travel on the same coach?
If you have to ask. Joy never had to ask.
The first rule with old people, don't take any of their crap. Oh, yes, they start out all cuddly and lovable, but pretty soon it's,
get me this, get me that, these potatoes are cold, this gravy is too hot, I wish your father were still alive, he knew how to cook a roast dinner.
Don't listen to Ray, Scylla. Society is so quick to dismiss older adults as no longer of any use, but these incredible people are a rich repository of wisdom, experience and knowledge.
What will our job be?
I'm stopping them walking into the road, mainly.
Glave biva miskupali, takoste nas naterali.
So what do you think, Brian? Do you like it?
Well, yes, except, Nali, aren't all the tunes exactly the same?
Are you tone deaf, Brian? There are vast differences between them. If you bothered to use your ears, Brian, you would have noticed that last song was a lot more up-tempo. And that is because it is a comic song called My Sister is Too Ugly to Get Married.
Right, and does it tell a tale?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I thought it might.
It tells the tale of several men who come to win the hand of the ugliest maiden in all the land. The first man, he takes one look and vomits. The second, he sees her and immediately soils his underwear. The third weeps tears of blood. Finally, a blind man arrives. Because he is blind, he sees only the beauty that is within the maiden and asks for her hand in marriage.
Oh, well, that is actually rather a sweet ending.
It's not finished yet. Oh. Only the blind man is so ugly that the maiden does not want to marry him. And in the final verse, she goes to live with a woman she met at the golf club.
Thank goodness you're here, Claire.
What's going on?
I don't know what happened. They all just started fighting amongst themselves.
It's okay, Claire. I have this under control. I am a captain in the Territorial Army.
Quiet! I think things are getting a bit out of hand.
No, I said I had it under control. Quiet!
I better sort this out.
No need. I'm on the case. Quiet!